It is not every day you see a brand that represents the pride and attitude of the blue-collar community. You may know them for their tagline, "Dirty hands, clean money." Troll Company is for those who keep the gears turning with sweat, grit, and a whole lot of hustle. They celebrate hard-working trades with their high-quality, badass t-shirts, hoodies, and more. These guys are not just slapping logos on tees and calling it a day. These guys are the real deal. Built by Blue Collar for Blue Collar. So if you're looking for a brand that reps your grind, check out TrollCoClothing.com. That's TrollCoClothing.com. Head to TrollCoClothing.com and use promo code ZABECAST20 for 20% off your first order. Support blue collar work. Dirty hands, clean money.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Today, plausibly live, it's the ZABECAST.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Pollin.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go.
In a TV show about quarterbacks, we had one of the all-time running classics again tonight. It just went final from Buffalo. Josh Allen getting the better, and the Buffalo Bills are the Kansas City Chiefs. But it was a tight one. And something tells me, Andy, we're going to see these two teams again sometime in January. What do you think?
That's exactly what Josh Allen told Tracy Wolfson. Yes. They expect to beat up again. Yep. Yeah.
Right. She tried to sell it like, doesn't this mean anything more? He's like, nope, just another win. Just another win. Right. Trying to get better. Trying to, fight our way through to the postseason. You know, that's all we're worried about.
Take them one at a time, stack them up at the end of the year and see where we are.
If the Chiefs and Bills meet in the playoffs and the Chiefs win again, I almost think that'll be more crushing to Buffalo Bill Nation than even the four Super Bowls.
Whoa.
Is that a hot take there? That at least when you make the Super Bowl, Andy, you're there, you are feted as a certified great champion of your conference for a week or 2 weeks, really, leading up to the game. And then the game, it's almost like winning the Super Bowl is almost in the hands of the gods. It's Scott Norwood missing wide right, I believe.
Yeah,
right, left. But when you have one team and one player in Mahomes who has been your personal El Guapo, they cannot lose to him again. Cannot.
Well, this is pretty much mirroring Brady and Manning, all right? I mean, eventually Manning won one.
He
but
did.
Brady had the upper hand. And as far as, look, in a Super Bowl, and this is why I so admire Marv Levy, who, by the way, is going to turn 99 on my birthday.
Mazel, good things, Marvin.
Yeah. And the devastation of losing one of them to get back four straight years.
I know.
That's remarkable. There
is a pain associated with not making it to the Super Bowl because another team in your conference is just a click better than you with a quarterback who was also a click more maddeningly awesome than yours, and with the league that seems to want to push them at every opportunity, you know?
Well, that's true. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is good for business.
Everything's good. The business cannot be fucked up, Andy.
This league cannot
be fucked up because it delivers
understand.
Such reliable sporting entertainment every damn week.
understand, but Roger Goodell's minions are in those back rooms trying to calculate how they can squeeze out a few more dollars and get a few more ratings points. And now they've got the crisis of Netflix for Christmas Day off what happened with the Tyson fight.
Right.
So there's always ways to make more money and make it better.
Well, we're going to talk about that. That is a little bit concerning. But what my point is, they can't break this product.
Oh, no. No. Yeah, Mark Cuban has not been heard from in a long time. Pigs get fat and pigs
hogs,
get slaughtered.
No, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. That was his phrase about the NFL getting a bit too cocky, too big for its britches. I'm old enough to remember when there was this, the end of football might be near because of all the concussions. And they made movies about it. And Dr. Bennett Omalu, tell the truth. You know?
Yeah. Well.
Remember when they said, you know, participation in tackle football is declining. Yeah. In rich suburban white areas.
I never bought that. I worked in Texas. They're not going to run out of players. Believe me. They're not going to run out of players. But it is a guilty pleasure. We are watching brains get scrambled every Sunday. They're not doing it against their will. You know, and they can make a lot of money for doing it. But if you want to portray this as a safe game, you're kidding yourself.
With all due respect, Andy, you ain't fucking guilty about this at all.
Well, I'm watching it. You haven't seen me stop watching it. But I know that the guys are going to pay a price for it later.
You don't feel any sorrow or remorse for them. You're not guilty about this. Come on now.
Well, I do feel sometimes a little bit guilty. Yes, I do. But
really?
Again,
so that is your one soft spot. You have no soft spots for anybody but kids with cancer and maybe dogs. That's about it.
Well, look, it has not stopped me from watching, but I know what it does. I've seen enough of these documentaries and read enough about this that there is no question in my mind that there is a connection between problems that players have once they leave the game. And you know what? It doesn't seem to be related to how long they play either. Like you get the CTE in guys who play 2 or 3 years also. So I don't know. It's not good. But I'm not swearing off football. I watch 7 hours of commercial-free football today on the Red Zone. So don't make it like I'm boycotting the game.
I hear you. What if you were sentenced somehow for a crime you committed in which your sentence was you can never watch football again? Would you consider committing suicide?
No.
I said consider, not do it. No. Just think about it.
No.
Have you thought of a world and a life without football?
I have. As a matter of fact,
No football, Andy. I'm not talking about once a week, Sundays and Thursdays, and and one college game. I'm saying none, and no highlights, no nothing.
Cold turkey. Yep.
You've thought of that world? To me, that's a hellscape.
Well, no, that's like my goal, as I've told you, is to do 50 years of radio. Once I walk away and don't need it for professional purposes, I'm not saying I'll stop watching, but if somebody said you can't, I don't think it would break me. There are other things I can do.
Like what?
Like what?
I'm just curious. How would you fill your Sundays and your Mondays and your Thursdays?
I could go to the movies.
Uh-huh.
I could read a book.
Right.
I could take a hike. I could ride my bicycle. There are things I can do.
To be a proper alt-a-cocker, as the saying goes. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are people, believe it or not, there are human beings who don't watch football.
I know. And I pity them because it's so fucking good. Because shit happens on a football field that is so unique. And so many times you go, well, I have literally never seen that before. There's like three things this year alone that I have said, well, I've literally never seen that before. The latest being the offensive lineman who stripped his own quarterback in Houston. The lineman, Titus Washington or Jones, whatever his name was. Mm-hmm. He was like, I got it. Here, give me the ball. He just ripped it out of C.J. Stroud's arms and then began to run with it. Or try. Well, it was a fumble. You didn't see that? Oh,
no.
My God.
Wait. Must have been last week because Houston.
It was. It was Sunday night. Yeah, it was last Sunday night. I'll send you the clip.
Okay.
But that's the thing about football. You'll see things you have never seen before. There are outcomes and finishes that make you go, I can't fucking believe that just happened. Blocked field goals. Another one this week. This time it was the Packers who did it to the Bears.
And by the way, anecdotally, this has to be the worst day of the year for kickers. I mean, Justin Tucker, in a game where Pittsburgh only kicked field goals, cost this team the game by missing two makeable field goals.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
I know. Well, didn't I have this, I don't want to say debate, didn't I have this discussion with you earlier in the summer about kickers? And I said there really aren't any special kickers, maybe save for one or two.
I don't know if we had that conversation.
Okay, yeah. I was trying to say to people, because the Packers were having struggles with their second-year kicker, Anders Carlson, who, by the way, had a 58-yarder for the Jets today in a loss. More on that in a second. But I said, look, bottom line is they're all interchangeable for the most part. I think there's two or three special ones. Tucker would be one. The stay-in-the-kitchen guy in Kansas City who's on IR now, he's another one. But the difference between Younghoe Koo and say, Blake Groupie, they're just kickers, There's not
it's not true all the time.
I know, but people were insistent, the Niners kicker is supposed to be pretty good. Moody, he missed three last week. They're fighting on the sidelines. So
right, but they brought in a new punter this week who's better at holding, and so he kicked enough field goals for them. Actually, they lost the game. I mean, that was another one where Geno Smith ran in the end zone late in the game.
Yeah. So anyway, let's not think about a hellscape world of no football. Let's revel in the football and week 11. And let's start with the Bills and the Chiefs game. How'd you like it?
It was great. It was everything you would hope it would be. And it came down to a play where you go, okay, I've seen this before. Kansas City stops Buffalo. Mahomes gets the ball. They kick the winning field goal. Kansas City escapes with a close win. They're 10-0, and everybody goes, that's what they do. But that was just a great play. Now, I think it's a little bit of hyperbole from Nance to say that's the play of the year run. I was actually
fourth
at
and
the
two.
Play of the year.
Fourth and two at the plus 28, and Josh Allen keeps it. Slips a guy and goes all the way into the end zone for the dagger score to make it an insurmountable 9-point lead, which is the only way you'd have any breathing room or any relaxation if you're a Bills fan. Because Mahomes is like Freddy fucking Krueger. You can't kill him.
He is. You can't. No. He's great.
So we have no more unbeatens. Who is the best team in the NFL right now? And now that the Bills have beaten the Chiefs straight up, they're 9-2. Chiefs are 9-1. The Lions continue to be an absolute juggernaut. They destroy a terrible Jaguars team with a backup quarterback in Mac Jones who stinks. And the reports are already out that Doug Peterson's going to be fired as soon as tonight or tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Well, look, that's a bad team. Hard to tell. They look good. But until somebody beats Mahomes, Kansas City's the best team in the league.
Okay. I was a Ravens guy until they lost today. I was like, I think the Ravens are the best team, explosive upside when they're right. They're not as consistent as either the Chiefs. They don't have as much witchcraft as the Chiefs, and they're not as consistent as the Lions. But I feel like when they're firing at all cylinders today, that Steelers defense put the clamps on them, which ought to make you feel better as a Commanders fan that you played Pittsburgh so tough.
Yeah, they played Pittsburgh tough, but I think there were some weaknesses exposed in the Philadelphia game. And I think combination of Jaden Daniels kind of hitting the rookie wall and he's not healthy. I think they're going to get into the playoffs. They're like, I heard they're 10-point favorites against Dallas, even though Dallas hasn't even played.
10.
But 10. Yeah, 10 and
home. That's at Northwest Mutual Insurance Fund Stadium or whatever they're calling it.
Northwest Stadium. That'll do it. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a North? It's a bank, right? Northwest.
Yeah.
Bank.
Savings,
I've never seen one of those. Have you?
No, but my son now lives in Seattle, so maybe there's some out there. I don't know. But, you know, they paid money, so they put the name on it. Why not?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All right. So your thoughts on the Commanders-Eagles game on Thursday night?
Yeah. I mean, Philadelphia is a better team, and I think that there is some, and this has happened before with Cliff Kingsbury, they start to figure him out a little bit. There's that. But, you know, I think playing in a tough place, they have not had a bye. Philadelphia's had a bye. I think they're in pretty decent shape. Now, you know, they lose to Dallas and then things get, you know, a little dicey. But I'm satisfied with where they are now. And I never, you know, people talking about Super Bowl and
what?
And Jaden Daniels,
what?
MVP. Yeah,
what?
Yeah. But that's, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God. That's ridiculous,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, right. So I think they're going to be a team that's going to get into the playoffs as a wild card. And if they manage to win one, that would be great. If not, it was a great year getting there, yeah. I think.
So yeah. There is one play in particular I want your thoughts on. The Commanders have a 43-yard field goal down 12-10 fourth quarter to take the lead. And they go for it on fourth and two and get stuffed. That's the kind of play, that's the kind of go for it move that never, and I'm not exaggerating, never happened 15 years ago. Has the league become way too aggressive?
Well,
I think so.
But the football's still good. See, if the game was suffering, I'd say yes.
No. I'm not talking about from an entertainment standpoint. I'm talking about from a strategy standpoint. I think these coaches don't appreciate the significance of taking a lead, even a one-point lead. They're relying too much on these analytics that say, go for it. Why not? Life is short.
Okay. What happened with Buffalo today? Buffalo kicks the field goal to take the lead. You think they win the game? I don't think so. No, they went for it on fourth down, scored a touchdown, put the game away.
Well, but that's also because they're facing Mahomes. There's a difference.
Okay.
There.
And
they've got Josh Allen, who is a master at gutting out a couple of yards. Big dude, can run, can make you miss. I don't know if Jaden Daniels
can do that too.
No, I know, but Jaden Daniels converting that one where he tried to run for it, he got knocked out of bounds. I don't know. It seemed like a bit much. What's interesting about the whole go for it, don't go for it, in the Bears game today, Eberflus decides to go for it on fourth and three, driving late against the Packers. They convert it at like the 35. They get stuck again on an identical fourth and three at about the 12-yard line, and he elects to not go for it and kick the field goal. They end up losing on a blocked field goal. I turned to my colleague, Mike Keller, and said, so they're not going for it, same down a distance, closer to the end zone, because why? Because they thought they got lucky converting the other one, and their luck is about to run out? Like, help me understand this.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. And Eberflus is going to be fired anyway. But
he should be.
I will say this. The quarterback, Caleb Williams, did his job. I mean, that
played well today. Played very nicely today. Yeah.
That was a 40, what was that, 40, 40
43-yarder. 43-yarder. Yeah. Kyro, but here's the thing. They picked up the yardage to get into 43-yard field goal range. And then let the last 35 seconds of the clock drain down with a timeout in their pocket instead of trying for more yards. And this is with a known low ball kicker. In fact, the Packers special teams coach, Rich Bisaccia, said to LaFleur prior to the game, I will just be stunned if we don't block at least one kick today, watching film on Cairo Santos.
I didn't know that.
So Eberflus is getting killed. Like, you're just a pussy. Like, you're there. Your team is struggling. Show some confidence in what you're doing. Get it closer so he can hit a chip shot. Chip shot. High, little chippy chip. Chip it over the line. And away you go.
Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing, teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for customized, affordable life insurance. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Go to SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So there was that. Steelers stopped the Ravens, as mentioned. They're 8-2. This move to Russell Wilson has paid off in spades for good old Mike Tomlin. How about that?
Yeah. Mike Tomlin, we need to stop saying, what's he doing? Well, he's won a Super Bowl. He continues to win. He's never had a losing season. Now, he's getting some heat because he hasn't won a playoff game in a while. But, I think you got to trust him. And, you know, he knows what his eyes told him. And Russell Wilson isn't supposed to happen. You know, these quarterbacks, when they start to go bad, that's it. They're done. But looks like he's got another life here.
The fact that Russell Wilson is cooking right now for an 8-2 team and that Aaron Rodgers, the curtain has really finally now come down on this whole experience. Rodgers is pretty good today, 22 of 29, 2 touchdowns, no INTs, but under 200 yards, and his defense could not hold the lead late against Anthony Richardson. Jets lose 28-27, and they're now 3-8 and effectively done. Rodgers said during the week that he thinks he'd like to play again next year. And I said, well, I think you should talk to your bosses about that first.
Well, it's not going to be there. And, you know, some team may, you know, get enticed by that. But the difference between Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers is Wilson came in and said, and they said, yeah, we got another guy on the scrap heap here named Fields. You're going to have to duke it out with him if you want to start. Aaron Rodgers, they gave him whatever he wanted. They gave him the team. They turned the whole team over. That never works. Never works.
Yeah. And, the number of teams that are desperate for a quarterback that don't have one at least cooking in their system or in their oven is pretty limited. We're talking about like Tennessee, maybe the Raiders, maybe, but
Raiders.
Did you notice once again, Shedeur Sanders, after seeing the Raiders loss today to the Dolphins, tweeted out, "Thank you, God," with a picture of the box score. Ooh. He wants to go to the Raiders. And Deion has said,
package deal.
Do you think that'll happen, Deion and his son with a team in the NFL?
Yes, Mr. Bull Haircut is going to do it. There's only two guys who might do it, him and Jerry. And I just don't think Jerry's going to do it because Jerry knows, although Dion would know how to put Jerry in the spotlight, you know, he'd know how to do that. But I think he also realizes, yeah, Dion comes here, he's successful. I don't get all the credit. So yeah. I think the Raiders are very much in play for the two of them.
Right. Bo Nix has arrived. Monster day for the Denver Broncos. I know it was against Kirk and the Falcons, but you know, this kid struggled early on. And right now, the last several games, he's starting to come around. Is it possible that he, along with Daniels, are the two best picks of the litter of this year's draft class?
Well, I still think Caleb Williams is going to be good. He just has to get the right coaching and maybe the right team. They're kind of a mess as an organization.
Yeah. Well, he had a monster game, and the Broncos are actually sneaky, kind of dangerous. That defense is very, very good. They crushed the Atlanta offense, holding him to 6 points today. Okay, tonight's game is Burrow against Justin Herbert with the very animated Jim Harbaugh. Is it any surprise to you that Harbaugh is having success in the NFL?
No, it's not to me. No.
He wins. He knows how to fucking win.
He wins and then he gets out. He's Billy Martin. He eventually wears people out, but he knows how to come in and win. Yeah, he will win there for a few years.
Right. On to college football. We are heading towards the mother of all committee disasters when it comes to picking the 12-team playoff, because I'm not sure they accounted for what happens if ... a bunch of really good teams from the South in the SEC end up with multiple losses and a bunch of meh teams from the Big Ten coast on easier competition. Right now, the top five, Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, Indiana, are ahead of 7, 8, 9, 10, Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Tennessee, with Notre Dame slipped in at 6. I'll be here to say I'll take any of those four Southern fried teams, 7, 8, 9, or 10, over anyone you want in the top five.
You know, it's almost like what happened in 1985 when teams were locked into bowls.
Yeah.
And you had BYU, which went undefeated, but they were locked in the Holiday Bowl. And they played 6-5 Michigan, and they won. And you had to declare them national champs because they were
undefeated.
They're
locked in. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what you have here. You thought, well, it's going to make it all fair now. You got 12 teams, but you're right. I mean, it's not, I hope Indiana does well. My son went there, loves it, but reality is they're not as good. They're going to play Alabama in a playoff game. It looks like the way it sets up. Alabama will probably win by 3 touchdowns.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. College game day is going to Indiana this Saturday. Yeah.
It's at Ohio State.
Oh, it's at Ohio State. Okay, sorry. Yeah. They already went to Indiana a couple weeks ago, didn't they? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is your son going to go to that game at the Horseshoe?
No.
Okay. Would he?
If he could. I mean, he's
busy working
he's
in Seattle.
Now.
Right, I know.
He's
not convenient for him. Doesn't have the money just to flit away to go see a road game in college football.
He has, responsibilities, and, he's married. It's a little different. He's not 21 anymore.
How old is your son?
He's 33.
How old is his wife?
She's just turning 33, I think, yeah.
Are they going to have kids?
Oh, yeah. They're planning it.
Oh, they are? Okay. We'll get cracking. You're a little bit late. You got to get cracking. I want you to be able to have more grandkids, Andy.
Thanks. I'll tell them that you're rushing them along. I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
Hey, Jeremy, listen, get cracking, buddy. He does listen from time to time. You admit that to me.
Quite a bit. He listens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, the younger generation is not having kids at the rate that our generation or yours did.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, I mean, I'm the oldest of four. I had two. My daughter is going to have a second. So,
right. It's not just fewer married or dating couples are having kids. They're having fewer kids as well.
Well, having them later, too. Yeah.
Well, okay. All right, so number one, Oregon escapes against Wisconsin. Wisconsin playing with just a nice kid who's way over his head at quarterback. They also fired their OC today on a Sunday night, Phil Longo, so he's out at Wisconsin. But Oregon doesn't really seem to impress a whole lot of people. They're a high-scoring team, but you know they should have won this game a lot easier than they did. Ohio State has had some skeevy kind of wins, even though they're undefeated. Texas has a very unimpressive resume. Penn State, we know what they are, and James Franklin. Indiana is still an unknown commodity, and we'll see how they do against Ohio State this weekend. Notre Dame at 6 is playing by their own rules because they're not in a conference, which is bullshit. They should be forced to join a conference now that we've got a 12-team playoff because they have huge advantages both in scheduling and not having to play an extra playoff game or you know a conference championship game.
True, but what's their one loss?
Notre Dame?
No. Northern Illinois, right?
That's bad. Yeah. On the resume, that's bad. Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, good teams. And then you got a bunch of interesting teams, boutique teams, like SMU, BYU, Boise State. BYU lost this weekend. So the committee is going to have a real headache on their hand. Brian Kelly is losing his grip and his cool more and more at LSU. Did you see his players get into it with him on the sideline?
Right, and this narrative after Ed Orgeron won, they went, well, if Orgeron won a championship at LSU, anybody can win one. Well, not Brian Kelly, who told his camera guy, oh, the wind won't knock you over, and got killed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he's a disgrace, and they can't fire him because the buyout's too big. I mean, they got a mess in their hands there.
Yeah. Yeah, he was lip readers seemed to see him saying to one of his players, you're uncoachable and don't you dare walk away from me. Who the fuck do you think you are? He has always struck me as the kind of asshole coach that doesn't know how to coach hard without making it personal. You know, Nick Saban would lose his cool, but he would always do it in a way that was like, look, this is not personal. It's just you're doing the wrong thing and we can't have it. Brian Kelly is not that way.
Yeah, and Nick Saban has won 7 championships. How many has Kelly won? None.
Yeah. Kirk Herbstreit is a new dog. It's one of his golden retrievers. But Pete is the next pup up and was seen romping around on the set of College Game Day. Do you approve?
Yeah, not initially, but I've gotten to the point where it makes sense, and that's a great show. I mean, they really capture the feel that you want to have at that time of day. So I, at the beginning, I thought, okay, it's a little much, but now I kind of get it. It's okay.
Yeah. Speaking of which, where are they getting the money for this McAfee field goal contest? Have you done any? Are you at all curious? I'm going to have to do some digging. I might have to reach out to Darren Ravel because here's what they did. They said, okay, if you make this kick, it'll be $200,000 for you and $200,000 for hurricane relief. But he only get one kick, no do-overs. Kid was a ringer, by the way. A girl won the lottery because you have to line up and be on site hours and hours, like overnight, almost 24 hours ahead of time to win a lottery ticket to be the student kicker. She won it, but knew she couldn't make it. So she gave it to her friend who played soccer in high school and he drilled the field goal with ease. So I don't know the rules on that, but I'm more curious about the money. Cause in addition to initially saying 200 grand for you, 200 grand for hurricane relief, McAfee, being the P.T. Barnum that he is, says, you know what? Why don't we just double it? $400,000 kick. And then he makes it. Andy, where's the money coming from?
You know what it might be? And you should know this better than I do. This might be like those hole-in-one things at golf tournaments.
An insurance thing?
Insurance, yeah.
Then those premiums are extremely expensive.
Well, might be worth it.
Because they've already paid out. They've already paid out several people who have made the kick. But all I could think about was, what if you're somebody who got fired at ESPN and you're watching them just throw this kind of money around for a stupid field goal kick? You could have a field goal kick for $50,000 and a jet ski. You don't have to make it for $800,000.
Well, I don't know if you were going to get to this, but do you know what's coming up next year in the NBA? They're picking up the TNT team, and you think that's free?
No, but it's, you know, so the other big news from the weekend was inside the NBA with Kenny, Charles, Shaq and company, and Ernie, is going to be licensed to ESPN/ABC on a selective basis for next year. May only be for big NBA days like Christmas Day or some other, or the playoffs. I don't know. That's still kind of murky. They may also have the show do shows outside of actual games. ESPN is not going to have any editorial rights over it, according to the story I read tonight. So that's good for those that don't want ESPN ruining a good thing. And somebody had the tweet of the night, Andy, that said, I tell you one thing, if they force Stephen A. Smith on this set, I will go Jan 6 on that studio.
Oh, wow.
But I understand. Like, if they were to let Stephen A. Smith join that show, it'd be the worst thing ever because Stephen A. Smith is not seen as honest. He's seen as a cartoon character. And the greatest thing about Inside the NBA is that they are the most honest television show in all of sports. Brutally honest.
It is, but
don't give a fuck. Will say what they think. And that's why it's so successful.
I can see him, though, guesting. No, he won't be part of the crew. That's magic chemistry that they won't mess with.
Stephen A. Smith cannot be within a country mile of that show, Andy. Cannot.
He'll find his way to guest on there. He will. Because that's the way they roll. He won't be on the set with them, but they'll find a way to have him, you know, guest once in a while. That's probably part of the deal.
That can't happen. Then I'm going to go Jan 6 as well. Look out. I'm storming the studio. So Tyson fight in a quick nutshell. Did you watch it Friday?
I did not. No, but I heard all about it and read a lot of different things.
May I be nosy and say, well, what were you doing Friday night?
I was sleeping because these fights don't start until like midnight, right?
Did you have somewhere to be Saturday morning?
No, but I don't stay up that late. Plus, I heard that the whole thing froze and you got to see Tyson's butt. And I also knew, look, I'm not a betting man, but I'm also not that many years older than Mike Tyson. There was no way that he was going to be able to win this fight.
Not only is he way too old, 58 years old, we didn't find out until after the fight when Tyson revealed that he had lost half of his blood and needed 8 blood transfusions because of an ulcer 2.5 inches long in his stomach. And he lost 25 pounds in the hospital. We found that out, Andy, after the fight. Thanks a lot, boxing.
And he also said after a fight that he broke his back and it was spinal. So, you know,
you think he's exaggerating that?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it was, of course, Jake Paul could have knocked him out, but didn't because both men were paid to set him out prior to the fight, and there was no incentive to actually treat it like a real fight because it wasn't sanctioned. No IBF, no WBC. It's not like these two guys had a path to go fight other fighters in the ranks of these organizations. It was a money grab.
Right. And listen, I understand he worked out very hard, but at that age, I don't think you could get washboard abs naturally. I'd love to see some drug testing on this fight. I really would.
Okay, that's weird. Only you would care about the drug cleanliness of this fight, other than the fact it was kind of a farce.
I guess it didn't matter anyway, but if there was drug testing, that would have been very interesting.
It has produced a lot of good memes about Jake Paul has announced his next fight is going to be against ... and they're just including all these really old people.
And Jake Paul saying he could have beaten Tyson in his prime. Yeah, right.
Well, I guess we'll never know, Andy.
Yes, we will.
I guess we'll never know, Andy.
Sure.
All right, will Netflix get their shit together before the Christmas Day broadcast that they're going to host? It's a Chiefs game, right?
That they better do. Yeah. Oh, they paid the NFL a lot of money for this. So the NFL people are probably showing up at their door and drumming their fingers on the table like, okay, you better get this straightened out because that's going to be a much bigger deal than this if they have, you know, freeze-ups. And oh, my God, that's going to be terrible if that happens.
All right. Andy, as always, a pleasure, my friend. Enjoy the last burst of football on a Sunday night, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, Dave.
All right,
care.
See ya.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.